firm foundation. Standing ten toes, I can never be complacent. Skyline views when you coming from the basement. Got me like, ooh, going with the praising.
Don't it feel good? Don't it feel good just to be? Don't it feel good just to be, just to be, just to be in God's hands?
Don't it feel good
in God's hands?
Knowing that you're standing in
God's hands.
Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands.
In my
life. Verse 13 through 15. Amen. We just grateful for the word of God. Amen. The second chapter should be on our screen. Amen. Galatians, the second chapter, the 13 through 15. Amen. 13, let's read. Indeed, in your sin and the circumcision of your flesh had he quickened together with him, having forgiven all of trespass, blotting out the handwriting of ordinance that is against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way and nailed it to the cross. And having spoiled and principality and power, made a show of them openly and triumphant over them. Thank you so kindly this morning. This is the word of the Lord this morning. We're going to talk about he paid it all. Amen. He paid it all. Amen. He paid it all. Amen. He is truly King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Amen. And I was thinking he's not Democratic, he's not Republican, he's not independent, he's not up for election. He won his election on the cross of Calvary. Amen. You don't have to vote for him, all you got to do is go witness for him, because he paid it all. Amen. Yeah, looking at this week, you know, people are fighting about King of Kings, but that's only one king. Amen. But you know what? If they'd have done what they had to do, they wouldn't have to be protesting. Amen. But I'm so glad that Easter is not just on this Sunday morning. Easter is every day for the children of God. He's risen in your life. Amen. And Jesus that paved the way for all of us. And that's why that I celebrate, amen, the resurrection, because he paid it all. I couldn't pay it, but he paid it. Amen. I don't care how much money you got. You couldn't pay this debt that you owe. Amen, because you already broke anyhow. Think about it. No kind of money can pay what you have done. Amen, but Jesus paid it all. And since he paid it, why we have to pump you up to praise him? Why the choir have to sing to pump you up? Why preacher have to preach until he passed out to pump you up? If you know that he paid it all, but you have to realize, amen, you have to be born again. You have to know Jesus to know, amen. It take more than that, but I thank God that he paid it all. Amen. Dead to the world, but yet alive. Look what Paul know that the human was spiritually dead. Verse 13, we was all spiritually dead due to transgression and a sinful nature. God made alive believers together with Christ, granting spiritual life to those who were dead in sin. We were dead in sin. But you ought to thank God that he paid it all. God has forgiven all our transgressions, past, present, and future. Based on the work of Jesus, he paid it all. All of it he paid, huh? So we can live for Jesus this morning. We are buried with him, raised with him, and made alive with him. Because God raised his son from the dead, we have eternal life. Look what he said. He has forgiven you all your transgression, all your sin. Not some of it, all your sin. Because you know we had some secret sin that just you thought you knew, but Jesus knew about it. But he still forgave you for the sin. You remember when he was on the cross? He told his father, he said, Father, forgive them for they know not what they're doing. Y'all ain't going to talk back to me, huh? He forgave those what they done to him, because we got to learn to forgive our brothers and sisters for what they done. Y'all can wake up this morning, huh? Y'all can wake up this morning, huh? If he forgave you, you ought to be able to forgive somebody else, huh, for what they've done to you. Don't worry. I know it hurt, but I think about all the time what the Lord had done for me. Yeah, if he forgave me for my sin, I ought to be able to forgive somebody else for what they've done to me, because I'm trying to get where Jesus is, amen. I'm trying to live a prosperous life. I'm trying to be, amen, what the Lord wants me to be. So he said, look, we were dead in our sin. Couldn't save your own self. Jesus paid it all. Not some of it. Paid it all. Remember when they mocked him, when they made fun of him, criticized him, kicked him, spit him, but he still paid it all. Even for the sinners of the world, those that done him wrong, he still learned to forgive them. It's right there, my brother and sister. He say, having forgiven all their sin, their transgression. And then he goes on verse 14, he says, we are free from the law in him. What did he do? He blotted out the handwriting. Look, Jesus not only took our sin, he not only took our sin to the cross, according to 1 Peter 2 and 24, but he also took the law to the cross and nailed it there. Nailed it there. Forever out of the way. You ought to be shouting right now. Out of the way. The law was certainly against us, because it was impossible for us to meet its holy demand. It's right there. But even though God never gave the Ten Commandments to the Gentiles, the righteous demand of law, God's holy standard, he nailed it to the cross. It was written on their heart, according to Romans 2, 12 and 16, when Jesus shed his blood for sinners. You know we was a sinner. We still sinners saved by grace. Shed his blood for sinners. Jesus, look what he did, my brother and sister. He counseled to use that was against us. You should have been shocked. He counseled. Oh, my brother and sister. You ever had a debt that been canceled and you got excited over that debt that you didn't have to pay? Well, we all had a debt that you didn't pay. Jesus paid it. You should have been shouting right now. Not only paid, but he counseled it to use that was against the sinner because of their disobedience to God's holy law. God took it. God took that long list, that record of sin. Record of sin, long, and he canceled it, we had some sin, y'all, and he put it in the hand of Jesus, and drove nails That's why you've been shouting. See, you see, we're talking about, you know, that they nailed his hand. But why did they nail his hand? They nailed his hand because my sin, your sin. Don't act like you ain't had no sin in here. Your sin, my sin, huh? That record of sin, huh? He put it in Jesus' hand, and he drove nails, he drove spikes through it, huh? Through his hand, through his feet, because of your sin. He nailed it to the cross. You forgot to shout again. What if somebody nailed you to a cross for something you didn't do? Jesus didn't deserve that. He had no sin. We the one had sin. Come on. It ain't too early to shout, huh? Jesus had no sin. We had sin. And they nailed my sin to the cross. Nails in his hand, nails in his feet, huh? So that he became our substitute for us, bearing the punishment for the record of our debt. Look at him. Something he didn't do. Would you go to jail for somebody else that's something you didn't do? Would you pay a crime for somebody that you did not do? You better think about it. I don't care how holy you are. You're going to sentence you for death for something, for somebody that you didn't do. But look at Jesus. But he paid it all. He paid it all, my brother and sister. Look at him, huh? He nailed it. Our record. And not only that, my brother and sister, look. He said, for the record of our debt in his own debt. He nailed it, huh? Look at right there in verse 14, huh? Our records he set aside. It's right there. He took it out of the midst. That sin you done, he got rid of it. Blotted out the handwriting. I look at him this morning, they had a blank piece of paper. But if you ever had a piece of paper that you cannot read, it's all blurry. That's what Jesus done for us. Whatever Satan brought before the Lord, God said, I blot it out. I can't see it. You see it, Satan, but I can't see it. That's why Jesus died on the cross. He blotted out all our transgression, all our sin, huh? He blotted it out, huh? Look what he said. He set it aside. He took it out of the midst of the courtroom of heaven. He snatched it out. That way God say, that's why my son died on the cross. I know Satan, I know people, amen, condemn you for some stuff, but God say, I can't see it no more because he died on the cross because you repented your sins. You ought to repent your sin. It's no longer there. He took it away. That's good news. That's good news. He took it away out of the courtroom of heaven. Ask the question, where our sin go? Where our sin? Where our record of debt? Because, you know, it was guaranteed our condemnation. It was guaranteed we were supposed to be condemnation, condemned. But God took it away. Jesus took it away on the cross. He nailed it there because he knew we couldn't help ourselves. Nobody can find it. It's taken away. Satan tried to search for it. Brought up your past. The Lord said, I don't see it. It's not there. Where did it go? He blotted out the handwriting. Jesus paid it in full. He paid the debt in full. When he died on the cross. We live the way we live because we have a choice. You don't have to live in sin. He paid it in full. When you sin, that's a choice you sin. And when you think about the cross, it's very important, my brother. See, it's not just, amen, people wear cross on there. That's not nothing. That's a smooth cross. But the cross, Jesus bad, amen. He bad our cross. Oh, rugged cross. With your sin, my sin. And you know we was hooked up. We were messed up. We were tore up. We had some sin. Even some secret sin. But he nailed it to the cross. And he died for it. For your sin and my sin. But where did it go? Let me tell you something. People talk about your sin, but God canceled it out. Why are we worrying about what people say about us? And Jesus didn't cancel your sins. Huh? Why are you worrying about what people bring up your past? And the Lord done cancel it out. Y'all too quiet in here. Why you stop coming to church? Because some stuff you done. But if you repented and Jesus paid it all, he canceled the debt. Why don't you come to church? Why don't you praise God that everybody else, people look at you, what you shouting for? I got a right to shout because he canceled the debt that I couldn't pay. That's why that I'm redeemed through the blood of the Lamb. I've been washed with the blood of Jesus Christ. I got a right to shout because he canceled my debt. Now, talk about me more, you pray. Do what you want to do. Nail my hand. Jesus nailed it. My debt to the cross. He nailed my sin. I'm free. I'm free. Anybody know you free this morning? I'm free. That's why I act the way I act. I know you know what I've done. You're not the only one know. Jesus know. But it don't really matter what you know. Long as Jesus done blotted it out. And I don't do the same thing that I used to do. I'm a brand new creature now. That's where I can shout, I can jump. That's where I can love you in spite of what you've done to me with your no good self. I got Jesus in my heart. He nailed it to the cross. That's why I ain't worrying about it. Some of you let people get on your nerve. Some of you people let people look at you because you walk in the church. She said, baby, he canceled my debt. That's why I'm here, baby. He paid it with his own blood. Not with my blood, his blood. And that's why I got the right to the tree of life. That's right. That's why I got the right to the tree of life, huh? Well, in spite of what I've done, he blotted it out. Amen? He blotted it out, huh? So don't let people bring up your past, huh? Sin up. Jesus paid it in full. Now, if Jesus forgave you, you got to learn to forgive yourself. That's the bigger problem. Some people, you know, you got that hang up. Satan make you believe you've done something so bad, amen, that you can't forgive yourself. But you got to look at it. If Jesus forgave me, I got to learn to forgive myself. And I got to learn to forgive people because he blotted it out, amen. He nailed it out of the way. Nailed it to his cross. Not your cross. His cross. Huh? He took it out of the way. We're forgiven when we are united in Christ by faith. His punishment become ours and his righteousness become ours. And God count our sin against us no more. So if the Lord don't count it against me no more, why in the world you let people count it against you, huh? So don't worry about what people say about you, huh? Let them talk about it. The more you talk, the more I bend my knees. The more you scandalize my name because they scandalize Jesus' name, huh? If they done it to the green tree, they sure do it to the dry tree, huh? So I am blessed, wonderfully blessed. Not only that, my brothers and sisters, not only that, but God count our sin against us no more. As far as the east is from the west. So far does he remove our transgression from us. Psalms 103 and 12. Huh? Far it is from the east to the west. He can't see it. He forgave our sin. Ain't that good news? Jesus took the law that condemned us and set it aside so that we are no longer under its dimension. Look at right there, huh? We are delivered from the law. We are not under the law, but under grace. Under grace, according to Romans 6:14, huh? This does not mean that we are lawless because the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in us. We, as we walk in the power of the Spirit, according to Romans 8:4, huh? We not lawless. So don't get beside because Jesus paid all. That don't mean you got to live any kind of way. You got to live a godly life. Huh? You got to live a godly life, huh? If you know he rose in you, you ought to act like he rose in you. He paid the penalty of sin that you could not pay. Huh? And that's what we ought to realize, that he paid it all for you and I. What made me shout so much? Verse 15. Make me shout. I shout all over. Don't take much to make me shout. Don't take much to make me shout. You just holler Jesus. You just holler Jesus. You just holler Jesus. You just holler Jesus. I shout all over the place. Don't take much to make me shout. I don't need a crowd to make me shout. All I need is Jesus. Have you ever been riding down a dangerous highway in your car, just you and the Lord, and you start singing your song, you start praising to the Lord, you stop by a red light, somebody look at you funny, who ought to know who you're talking to? I'm talking to Jesus. I'm talking to one, the lily of the valley, the one that woke me up this morning, the one that started me on a brand new day. I'm talking about Jesus. What made me shout in verse 15? You see, heaven spoil principality and power. He made a show of them openly, triumphant over them. Victory in him. It was victory in Jesus. Jesus not only dealt with sin and the law on the cross, but he also dealt with Satan as well. Speaking about his crucifixion, Jesus said, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of the world be cast out. John 12:31, the death of Jesus on the cross looked like great victory for Satan, but Satan lost. Satan was rejoicing. You remember when they nailed him on the cross, amen, and they nailed him on the cross, and Satan said, we got him now. We've been wanting Jesus. We got it. But Satan didn't know that he lost. It turned out to be a great defeat that Satan, amen, cannot recover. Huh? What Jesus did to Satan, number one, he disarmed the power and authority and stripped Satan of his army. And whatsoever weapon he held, Jesus stripped him. Satan cannot harm the believer who will not harm himself. Satan can't do you no harm if you're wrapped up, tied up in the word of God. He may try to tempt you, he may try even to entice you, but if you rooted and grounded in the word of God, Satan can't do you no harm. Can't do you no harm. It is when we cease to watch and pray. Pray always. When you cease to watch and pray, that's when Satan goes slide in there. Just because we ended our 40-day fast, don't get so comfortable. Some of you need to continue fasting and praying. Because that's when the devil is going to get on your trail, huh? That's when the devil gonna try you. Yeah. Read the word of God all the time. Huh? Satan was conquered. Satan lost the battle. You understand? He lost the battle. Look at him, huh? No weapon he formed against it was prosper. Satan cannot harm us. No, he can't. Jesus made a public show of the enemy, exposing Satan openly. If the devil exposed you openly, you ought to expose him openly. When the devil tried to put your name out there openly, you ought to cast his name out there openly. You ought to learn to bind that devil out. Curse the devil. Send him back to hell. See, you cursing people, you ought to learn to curse the devil. Get the hell out of here, Satan. You see, some of y'all too holy. You curse people, but you don't curse the devil. I say, get the hell out of here, Satan. Go back to hell where you come from. There's no place on earth for you and me. So you got to go back where you go. Go back to the pit of hell. You got to speak with authority. Get the hell out of my children. Get the hell out of my family. Get the hell out of the church. In the name of Jesus. Y'all too holy for me. I want some people, you know. I want some ghetto people. Still got a little ghetto in you. Hickory Hill is ghetto. Quit being so sedentary. Cross the river ghetto. I want some people, you know, yes, be holy, but you got to speak to the devil with authority. Quit talking about Satan, leave. No, not like that. You got to speak with some power. Rebuke him. In the name of Jesus. Why some of you got problem now? Because you talk too kind to the devil. He's not your friend. He's the enemy. You know how you treat your enemy? You ought to treat Satan like that. Amen? He exposed him openly and shamed Satan. He disgraced it, huh? And defeated Satan. Jesus paid it all on the cross for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, for you paying it all. That's why I celebrate Easter. That's what Easter is all about. It's all about Jesus. Paid it all. Paid it all. So you and I share his victory over the devil. No more condemnation. According to Revelation 12 and 10, Satan is the greatest accuser. Satan tried to bring up our sin before God. But Jesus paid it all. Every time Satan tried to bring up something, the Lord say, I shed my blood for it. I paid it all. And can I tell you, Satan is not going to stop. He's going to always remind you of your past. But you ought to let him know you're right, Satan. It is my past. I'm living for the future now. Oh, yeah. That's what Easter is all about to me. He paid it all on the cross. So Jesus live. He's not dead. He's alive. Because he live in me. And he live in you. We can face tomorrow. Every day of our life is Easter to the children of God. Not just Easter day, but every day of our life. When you have been born again and received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he is your Savior. He's your King of Kings. That's why Jesus told them on the cross, if you think I'm going to fight you, nail my hand. If you think I'm going to run, nail my feet. But whatever you do, don't lay me down. Because if you lay me down and I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Anybody just born and want to